and Laughter and Coffee with Renee Bernard, women's fiction, romance, and laughter.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Canned Laughter and Coffee. I'm Renee Bernard, and tonight on the program, I've got Susan Muller is going to be my guest. I think she's hit a slight snag and gotten delayed, so I am actually going to start the program and just keep my fingers crossed that any second now, that the phone is going to ring. It's going to be Susan. Oh, but just in case she doesn't, everybody, it's Susan Muller, and that's M-U-L-L-E-R. And she is a fantastic author. I'm so excited to hopefully maybe have her on the show. I know she's got The Secrets on Forest Bend has been huge. And now coming out is The Witch on Twisted Oak. So between you and me, I was going to ask her. I was going to make sure that was the kind of witch I'm thinking it is, or not just a neighbor on that street that's particularly difficult, which happens. You know, that happens all the time. So... in romance, so you have to have a little fun with it. Okay. And everybody, I want to say thank you so much. Sheila English hosted the program last week with, I was kind of excited. Sorry I missed it, though. But I hope it wasn't too bad for everybody. The comments were good. I hope you all had a good time. I was in Oregon, but that's because I'm stalking Dakota Cassidy and anywhere she talks about going, then I feel compelled to go. So don't tell Dakota Cassidy that I said that. That would be greatly appreciated. But for anybody who's in Oregon, wow, beautiful. Sorry about the fires. And then I went through your lovely state, and then I went on to Washington, which I hope is not the cliche. I hope that's not an insult to everybody in Oregon. Like maybe that's the common thing for people to do is just kind of give you a nod and keep going. But I did, so there you go. But only because it was Spokane, and wow, I'm in love. I've never been in love with a place, but I'm in love with Spokane and, of course, the Davenport. Anybody who goes there, you have to go to the Davenport Historical because I said so. Tell them I sent you. All right, we are going to give Susan a couple more minutes, but I'm not going to make you sit through 15 minutes of me talking to myself. Although, historically speaking, that has happened in the past. We have had shows in which it was just me. And I don't know why we didn't just cancel them or what kind of cruel joke that was, but we did. We just kept going, and I sort of cringing right now to think of that because, yeah, no, I did not have a topic. I think it was just me in a room, like blah, blah, blah. And it never improved. Like, it never, ever got better as it went. It was kind of an ugly moment. So I apologize for that. I'm getting texts. I'm sorry, Lindsay. I think I did just offend everyone in Oregon. So, no, I'm in trouble. But in my defense, I did not go up the coast. I went the back way. And any state has, I think, a front way. Gosh, I'm in trouble now. And like a back way. And I did go through the back. And now it sounds really dirty. Oh, dear. All right. I just can't get out of it. So Lindsay should call me. That's what you should do. All right, listeners. Somebody call me. The call-in number is, it doesn't have to be Lindsay, no pressure. The call-in is 646-200-4071. And then just hit one, and I'll pick up. I'm going to give you guys, seriously, I'm going to give you 2 minutes. If nobody wants to be on the radio with me, then fine. I'll just go on with my life. I will not take it personally. But I will say this. I missed you guys last week, and I do hope you had a great time on Canned Laughter, even if it wasn't with yours truly. And next week we have Cynthia Gale on the program, who is a wonderful author, and I know she's enjoying it tremendously. Just the thought of following Susan Muller has probably freaked her out, but we can reassure her that it didn't happen and she'll just feel better. Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, All right, everybody, jump in and defend me. If they try and fire me over this one, everybody can stand up for me. But, oh, by the way, The Witch Untwisted Oak is with Soulmate Publishing, and it is coming out soon. I know because Susan was just talking about the ARCs on Facebook, and I am going to give her a very hard time about that. But if you haven't looked at Susan Muller, please take a look at Goodreads. It's lots of fun. You can pull her up and I confess, I'm kind of enjoying peeking over the fence there. And I don't know, anybody who wants to go to Antarctica, sort of, that's intriguing to me. But not in a, ooh, I want to go with you kind of way, because there are not hand warmers created yet or clothing that would allow for yours truly to cross over into that particular continent. Sorry. Antarctica. So if all the residents of Antarctica that are now offended, feel free to send me an email and I will do my very best to say sorry in an eloquent and sincere way and make it up to you. And hopefully you won't be too mad. Now, all right, everybody. So it's SusanCMuller.com. Go over, tell her you wished you could have heard her laugh, because I'm wishing I could hear her laugh, and because she'd be laughing at me right now, like Lindsay is. Right now, I could hear her all the way from here. oh, my God. Let's see, what other state have we not offended today? No, let's call that good. Let's just do those two, and then we'll hit some new ones next week. By the way, everybody, Desire Rose Diamonds is going to be going on sale in honor of Labor Day weekend. That weekend it is going to be on sale for a special price I'm not going to announce until I get a little closer. But if you haven't picked up your copy of the final book in the Jaded series, it's going to be quite a steal in honor of Labor Day weekend. So stay tuned for that. And I think that's everything. I'm trying to think. What is Lindsay screaming about right now? Like right now, what would she want me to say? Nope, that's it. I think I've hit everything. Oh, Idaho. Oh, nope. We'll do Idaho next week. But I did like Coeur d'Alene, and wow, I'm just going to say what a street fair that was. God, I'm rambling now. This is a problem, and this is why you always have a guest on your radio show, because it's very important, people. Just in case you're launching your own radio show right now or thinking about it, it's really critical to have somebody to talk to, because if you don't have somebody to talk to, there's no telling what you'll say. And that's that. So there you go, tip for the day. Desire Rose Diamonds is going to be on sale, but of course feel free to pick up a copy now and make me very happy. And I love you guys, and I love you, and I hope everybody's having a fantastic summer. I know mine has been magical. Like, this is the one when I'm old, I'm going to bore people and talk about it over and over and over. So if you're my friends, brace yourself. Take notes. This will be the one. And if you're not my friend, but you will be soon, you'll just know, summer 2013, darn it, one more time talking about it. There you go. All right, everybody, I love you, and I will see you next week for more canned laughter. Actually, that's not more. You didn't really get much of it this episode, but you'll get some. You'll get some canned laughter and coffee next week, everybody. Good night, and thanks so much for tuning in. Bye-bye.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions, www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe, and welcome to our circle.